So hi everybody and welcome. Welcome to the Aroma Guys Simple Sharing Q&A call. This is just a call covering normal questions and answers that come up that are frequently asked when folks think about doing this way of working. I'm here with Toby. Hi, Toby.
Hi, everybody. This is Toby.
Hi. And we have some folks on the call, and we just want everybody to know who's on the call that this call is being recorded and may, in fact, be broadcast. So if there's any problem with that, you need to mute yourself so that you actually can't be heard. And otherwise, we'll have a good old time. So, Toby, if we can, let's you and I talk a little bit about the Simple Sharing program.
Sure.
This is something that we created a while back. In the olden days, we used to have what was called the missing link tape back in when we had audio cassettes. And for those of you that don't know what that is, that means we are very, very old. So what we used to do is we used to mail audio cassettes out to folks and ask them to check it out and ask for their opinion on it. And then we'd pop it in the mail and wait while snail mail took it to them, follow up to see if they listened to it. At the point where they had listened to it, we would call them up and say, so what'd you think? And then they'd tell us what they thought. And that was really the way we got the conversation started about oils in Young Living. And even though the technology has radically changed and improved and there's a bunch of benefits in the new technology, that process of introducing folks and getting the conversation started really worked. And I just want to tell everybody a little bit about how well that worked. I was at a Young Living convention early on, and Dr. Young had a chance to be in the room with the leaders in the company, the folks who are in sort of the upper echelon. And I was privy to be in there because we had worked really hard to build our business. And he asked what percentage of the leaders were introduced to Young Living by being handed a missing link tape. And it was really educational. Three quarters of the hands in the room went up. And for me, that was a big aha moment. I realized that this tool we had, even though it was clunky and slow and a little plodding, really was responsible for getting folks started. So fast forward a whole bunch of years, and the world has changed, and we now have some great benefits that we're able to do with a simple sharing system. We no longer have audio cassettes that we have to purchase. We now have digital MP3s that are endlessly copyable, and those are endlessly copyable for free. You have our blessing and permission. And they're also instantaneous. There's no longer paying for postage or, even worse, waiting for that 2, 3, 5, 7 days for the thing to arrive. It goes via email, so it's there pretty much in a heartbeat. And folks receive it, and if they delete it accidentally or if it gets lost in the translation, we just send another copy. So the technology has really made this thing doable by anybody, even folks, even doable by folks who don't have either any money to start with or have a very modest budget to start with. Maybe just their budget's going into their personal oils that they're using. So part of designing this was to follow what worked, which was the missing link approach, but to make it grabbable and doable in the modern technological world. And thankfully, the technology has really saved us a lot of grief. So, Toby, can I ask you how you're doing with it and what you think about the transition to MP3s?
I'm really, really excited about this because I've been wanting to stay home and not run to the post office or anything like that. And, you know, it's just so great because if I'm out and about and I happen to put an oil on somebody, which I do, and they say, wow, that smells great. What's this about? I could say, just give me your email and I'll send you a free MP3 about this. So it's been great. And I also feel like your particular MP3 is so wonderful because it goes through our most popular items, the Essential Everyday Oils Kit and the Ningxia Red, so, and the Longevity. So it's so wonderful, and people get the idea. Or if it's an MP3 about something else, if it's, you know, about the Lyme or whatever it is, And I have gotten a lot of really good feedback from people that have said, wow, this is really interesting. Let me send this to someone else. And that's the really cool thing is that now they can send it on for free. They don't have to return it. So it's been really a wonderful thing, and I've gotten a lot of people signing up because of those MP3s.
Yeah, I have too. Thank you. I have too. You and I have been sort of the first. We've been the beta testers in this, and we've worked out a lot of the mechanics to make this as smooth as possible for folks. And the same thing is true with me. Folks are passing it on without batting an eye. We used to have to nudge people to pass on our old missing link tapes. Now they're saying it before, because it's so easy, they're saying it before we do. They go, oh, yeah, I'm sharing it with, you know, a friend at work or my sister or, you know, my kid who lives further away. And thanks for the compliment about the MP3. We designed it very, very deliberately. We designed it to be 30 minutes long, because even in the modern world, 30 minutes is a long time. But if you want to sit down with a cup of coffee or tea, it's hopefully informative enough with our terrible bad jokes to just do an introduction, which is the whole point of this, and as you said, cover that Everyday Oils kit, the Ninja Red, and the longevity, and give people, that's part of why we called it Aromatherapy 101, we want to give people an intro. So I know Medea is actually in her car, the maniac, on the way, but Medea, if you want to just hop on and let us know your experience with it, or if you have any questions about it, I kind of want to get into the psychology behind this. That's part of my desire for this call. So we'll give Medea just a second or two. She might also be unable to unmute while she's in the middle of traffic. I guess
okay,
we shouldn't bust on her.
Hey,
we can hear you. We still think you're a maniac for being on this call and driving, but we love that about you.
I love you too.
yeah,
the Aromatherapy 101 recording has been really effective, just like Toby when she mentioned, you know, you don't have to run to the mailbox, because I was doing that a bit, just, you know, sending people the CD in the mail. So it's a definite time saver. And I do have a question, so I guess when people
Great.
Say that, oh, do you want me to ask it now or wait for later?
No, absolutely. Ask away.
Okay. So when people say, you know, I'm interested but not right now, what is your schedule for, like, following up with them?
That is an awesome question. So we're presuming everybody's read. By the way, I'll backtrack for 1 second, and I'll get right to that question. If you haven't already been exposed to the simple, it's the shrimp system. No, it's the simple sharing system, despite the alliteration there. It's all on the Aroma Guys blog. So that's at www.aromaguys.com. It's on the blog page, and there are two things. There's the simple sharing system document, which is in 2 pages how this is done, and it really is simple. We didn't really even need 2 pages, but I stretched it a little. And inside that document is a link so you can download the MP3 itself. That MP3 is also on the blog page in case you just want to grab it. And there's also another audio, which is 22 minutes long, and that's done by me solo, where I actually take you and walk you through the 2 pages. And part of why this recording exists is because there's a little bit of finesse or psychology behind things, and great questions like Medea just asked, I want to tackle. So the idea is that we are never, ever, 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 did I say that enough? We are never, ever chasing anybody, ever. What we're trying to do is we're trying to share with folks, and they will tell us one of three things. They'll tell us, yeah, I'm really interested in this, meaning that's probably going to lead to an order at the moment. They'll tell us, no, I'm not interested in this, it's not my cup of tea, in which case we leave them alone. And I'll tell you why we do that. We leave them alone because they've said no. So we don't go chasing after them, because not only is that rude, it's not effective, and it's going to get you called terrible names. So we go, oh, no problem. We let people off the hook. I'm a big fan of letting people off the hook. And then we get that wide middle ground, and Maria, this is the idea. Some folks say, yeah, I'm interested, but now's not a good time, or not right now. So there's a lot of territory in there, and we used to have a sort of mental timetable for the other person, and we found out that totally doesn't work. So when someone says, not now, excuse me, that's the equivalent of saying, yes, I'm interested, but other stuff is going on, so now's not exactly the right time. So what we say is, well, that's great, I'm thrilled, so you tell me when would be a good time to check back in with you. Now, as an aside, some folks need to wait to payday before they can place an order. Some folks need to wait until their kids go back to school and leave them alone so they can put their brains back in their head and have a life and focus on the next thing. Some folks have stuff going on in their life that is interfering and they're all very legitimate. So what we do is we ask the person, when's a good time for me to get back in touch with you? Now, we used to think that that was losing touch with somebody or was going to make them run screaming from us. And just the opposite is true, I'd like you to know. Let's take the example, it's a really good example. If somebody needs to wait 2 weeks until, you know, payday on Friday, week after next, and that they may not necessarily tell you it's payday, although they might. They'll say, you know what, if we can talk like after next Friday, that would be perfect for me. So what I do is I say, great, I'll just drop myself a note to remind myself, and I'll call you, is Saturday good? And they say, yeah. Well, lo and behold, here's what happens. You make a note to yourself to follow up at the time that they tell you is good for them. What happens is that there's a level of trust and appreciation that's been established just by doing that. It's a very respectful way to follow up with people because we're taking their lead. And let me give you the opposite example. If I had called them a few days before they got paid, they would have felt unheard, unrespected, and annoyed, right? But because we listen to folks and we take their lead with pretty much everything in this system, we don't ever suffer from the big ugly rejection word. We actually gain a lot of friends. That's the other reason that I like doing it this way, because we don't have to have an agenda in advance. Now, Medea, there's an extreme example of this where someone will tell you that they're not ready to look at this properly yet. They like the MP3, but they want to do whatever they want to do, and following up in 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months. Now, that's an eternity. People's lives completely change in that amount of time. So what I do in that instance is I just add one other thing. I write myself a note saying, great, I'll follow up with you in, you know, 3 months. That's no problem. And then I say this, but would you please do me a favor? If between now and then things change for you, or you want to have a look at these, or heaven forbid, you know, someone gets a cold or a flu or something in your family, would you just call me, because I'm going to be here and these could be of real help. And then I drop it. And what that does is that plants a little seed for them that if something changes, or if there's a cold or a flu or a backache or whatever that shows up, I'm actually pretty tip-top on their mind because I've planted that seed. So that's just a little thing that I do that I found over the longer haul actually does help people reconnect with you pretty quickly. So that's an epic answer to a relatively simple question. Probably more info than we all needed. So what are the other concerns folks have about how this works, or do you have any other questions about it?
Are you there, Medea?
She might be. I think she's on mute.
Yes, I am, but I just have to put you on mute. A lot of background noise.
Awesome.
Thank you. Answer my questions thoroughly. Thank you.
Sure. One of the things that I keep stressing to folks who are starting the system is that this is only a beginning, and that's really important. We're not trying to take, and I've tried a bunch of different ways to explain this to folks, we're not trying to take someone from listening to the MP3 through to being the master of all aromatherapy with protocols and genius and brilliance and who knows what sesquiterpenes are and all that fancy schmancy stuff. We're actually not trying to take them all the way through to being an expert in a day or two or a week or two. We're actually trying to do the exact opposite. And some folks get stuck on this because they don't think it's enough. So I just want to clarify this a little bit. When we go swimming and we're not sure about the water temperature, we dip our toe in, right? That's exactly what the MP3's function is. It is not to make them an expert in aromatherapy. It's only to get their toe a little bit wet and for us to find out if they're interested in learning more, which means a yes, running the other way and having nothing to do with aromatherapy because they think it's ridiculous, that's a no, or maybe learning a little more in the coming little while, that's a not now. So fundamentally, this is an icebreaker. And I tell folks that if they're willing to start the conversation by using the MP3, the rest, believe it or not, actually flows automatically. And what I mean by the rest is you'll automatically, when someone is interested, tell them a little bit about your personal experience or what Peace and Calming has done for you or how you got rid of a back pain or some toe fungus or whatever it is that your personal experiences were. That actually happens naturally. So this is just, there's a really, really funny quote from actually one of the few network marketers that I like. She has a great expression that I'm going to steal and tell you now because it's so funny. But it's perfect for this. She says that getting the conversation here is very much like dating. And then she has this brilliant line which says, let's face it, you only open the kimono a little on the first date. That's what the MP3's function really is. This is something, it's like handing somebody a business card which has a little bit more information on it, or just, you know, just checking out how they're doing. So, Toby, if we can, I want to ask you, you've already mentioned getting an MP3 to somebody on the fly, like you happen to be the busiest human being on the planet, so you're always out and about doing things. So I know that you make a lot of contact with folks. Is that how you usually do it?
Yeah.
How do you do it with the MP3?
I actually schedule time every day.
Great.
And I send it out to, I try to get new people, but sometimes my day is, you know, actually there's follow-up because
right.
I've sent out the MP3 and then I want to see if they listen to it yet. And so I'm following up with them or, you know, this question that you just asked goes right into the question I even had in my head, and I kind of was asking the question on behalf of the group, and that is, okay, so once you open up the kimono a little and, you know, you introduce them to this, then what? I mean, once, you know, let's just say, for example, that, and I'm asking this, I'm not going to answer the question for myself, but maybe you'll be able to answer
right.
it better.
Sure,
that somebody says, yeah, you know, that's really interesting. I listened to that, and so tell me a little more about this, or how do I get these oils, or you ask
right.
them the magic, one of the mm-hmm. magic questions. We have a couple of them, you know, are you interested
sure.
in getting some of these? Is there, for you, in your experience, another level in there between listening to this MP3 intro and actually placing
mm-hmm.
an order and getting involved?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the short, blunt answer to that, and I'll expand on it a little, is the more you say between, wow, that's really interesting, or that was neat on the essential oils, I think I find that really interesting, the more blah, 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 meaning lip flapping there is between that and them placing their first order, the more likely you are to chase them away. Not you, but all of us. We all have an unconscious habit of when someone shows interest of metaphorically throwing up all over their head. And that's what actually sends a lot of people running. The overload of information makes people crazy. We've all done it a lot. So when someone says yes, the goal is to get them as quickly as possible before we can put our mouth in the way to get started with an order. So sometimes that means getting on a three-way with the company. That's my favorite way of doing it. Sometimes that means sitting down with them at their computer and leading them through the sign-up process so they can get started. If we put ourselves into a place where we think there's another level where we have to give them brochures and information and look things up, they will not only not do well, they'll do very badly. And I don't say that just as an opinion. We've actually tracked the numbers on this group-wide. And the more we tell people at the beginning, beyond like an intro CD or MP3, the more we lose them, or the more we talk them out of a really good experience. So part of the answer here is willing to listen to what they say about the MP3 and helping them place their first order if they want to do that, or leave them alone if they don't. But we want to get them with oils in hand as fast as possible. Then we can start giving them more information. What I tell folks is, well, let's get your first order started, if that's what you want to do. And then when that sexy box from UPS or FedEx arrives at your house, I want to either come over if I live close to you, or I want to get on the phone with you, and let's play with your new stuff that shows up, and we'll have a great time. And we do. You know, we spend 10 or 15 minutes when the box is in hand so they can look at the labels and smell this and check and smear that on, and we can have a full and rich experience. That's the real ideal sequence.
That's great.
And thanks. And those... the magic words about placing their first order, there's all kinds of ways to say this that we've churned around over the years. And the real secret is to finding a way that's comfortable for you. And because we're all a bit different, and we're all shy, and we are all terrified that someone is going to reject us or call us names or say bad things. So we have some of the nicest ways to ask people if they want to place an order. The piece of insurance we use at the beginning is we ask them what they thought, and when it sounds to me like they're positive and they say, yeah, this is really interesting, we ask it as benignly as possible. We say something like, so would you like to get started? I mean, no one has ever yelled at me for asking that question.
We all unconsciously fear it.
Sorry.
I have a list of those that I look at and sometimes I call them the magic words, like, do you need help placing an order, which I'd be happy to help you place an order. You know, there's just like ten of them in
those
there.
Those are fabulous.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the secret is, after that, to get quiet and not go, but, you know, not say anything.
Yes.
Just wait and hear what they say.
Yeah.
They
exactly
can only
right.
say yes, no, or not now, just like you, and then we're
right.
back to those three answers that you, yeah.
And the deal about those three answers is any one of them is perfectly fine. And it shocks a lot of people to hear that, but here's why. If they're interested, we're going to move to the next thing and we're going to place an order together. If it's a not now, we're going to ask them, when should I call you? They'll tell us. We don't have to guess. And if it's no, let me give you my suggestion for no. When someone says no to me, I very quickly say, hey, no problem. I say one other thing that is optional. I'm probably braver than most. I say, that's no problem. Would you do me a favor? I will always be here. So, I mean, heaven forbid, if you ever need any health-related stuff for you or your family, don't be shy. Give me a call because, you know, I'm around. That's what I say, but you don't have to say that. I'll tell you why I say it in a minute. But what I do immediately after that is I change the subject. I stop talking about oils or health. And I talk about the weather, or sports, or skiing, or dogs, or anything. because they've told us really clearly no. And if we listen and respect that no, we can have a great conversation about the weather or whatever. Now, let me backtrack a little and tell you why I say that line about I'll always be around. We know in the cycle of any given year, we have cold and flu season, we have sunburns, we have mosquito season, and the whole plethora of human health that gets challenged throughout the course of the year, no matter where you live, whether it's even just a runny nose. So I plant that seed because the truth of it is I will be around because I've been around for years helping people with these oils. We help people, we help their animals, and you know, we make that pretty clear even just from the MP3. So I plant that little seed so that at cold or flu season or mosquito and buggy season, or if they need a good tick repellent season, or if their animal has a challenge, I will tend to be the one that comes to mind. And in truth, that has happened very, very frequently. Those folks are very appreciative, and they do call. And when they call, guess what they do? They call me to place an order because they heard that MP3 I sent them ages ago, and they heard that, oh, yeah, lavender is good for their insomnia and peppermint will help their back and yada, yada, yada. So I plant that seed. You don't have to. If someone says no, you say, hey, no problem, and start talking about the weather. No, I mean, it's a funny way to say it, but no really does mean no. And if we respect that, people feel respected. So, okay, I put my soapbox away now.
you know the SW rule in terms of people being afraid of rejection. SW. Some will.
S or F?
Some will.
Oh.
S. S as in Sam. Some will, right. Some won't. So what?
So what? It's true.
Yeah.
In the truth of it is, we're only looking for people that are looking. That is our target. And I'll tell you two big secrets. I was actually just a couple of days ago, I had done a series of three-way calls because that's what we do when folks are getting started. We hop on calls with folks and help them along in the process. So it's really, really easy. So they always have somebody to call to know what to do next. And I was talking on a three-way call about there are three groups of people that three, maybe four. It's okay if I lose count. There's a few groups of people you need to know about if and when you start sending MP3s out into the world. The first one is a shocker. The first one, my advice is always, if you're tempted to send the MP3 out to folks who have letters after their name, meaning doctors, lawyers, chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, osteopaths, dentists, etc., I tell folks that I'm happy if they do that, as long as they do that last. Those folks, and it's a gross generalization, but those folks are generally the least receptive to what we have to offer, and it's also the issue I fight with the most for new people, because new folks don't believe that. Trust me when I tell you. It's few and far between that those folks who have letters after their name, meaning they have a large investment in their particular way of doing things, those are the last folks to get on board. Now, by the same token, I'm going to tell you one other group of people who are terrible, and I personally would urge you never to send an MP3 to them, and you won't guess who these are. Okay. They are salespeople. And here's why. Salespeople do the absolute worst in network marketing of any group. And the reason is that they're usually naturally born or well-trained salespeople, and they're operating in a paradigm which this isn't. The paradigm of network marketing is relationship building and sharing with friends, and that's basically the antithesis or the opposite of sales. So if you have a bunch of sales folks who you think will make you $1 million and be the best people for this, I urge you not to send them MP3s. So after those two bummer pieces of information, I'm now going to tell you the two best categories to share this with. And by the way, everybody else falls into the best category. Don't limit yourself. But if you happen to know these two sets of people, I can send the MP3 to them first. The first group of people are mothers, and the second group of people are teachers. So these are mothers with their kids, teachers, retired, or active. Why would those two sets of people do so well in network marketing? Toby?
Well, now mothers, I can say myself, and I don't have children in the sense that my children are now 29, 33.
I will never tell. You don't look a day over
30. You're always a mother, and you're always taking care of, you have natural instinct to want to take care of people, even since your children are grown up. And it's just one of those things, you have the mother instinct, I say.
Exactly. So let me just stop you there, Midya. You're mom of one of the largest kids on the planet. So tell us what you know being a mother.
Can you hear me?
There you are. Awesome.
So what I know from being a mother is that there will be acne and bumps and bruises and folds and, you know, situations that you want to address. And I personally want to address them in a way that's going to be sustainable for my child. I don't like to give him things that have all side effects and things I don't understand because he has a future ahead of him. So
right.
That's thinking into the young living.
Absolutely. Great. Thanks, Midya. Now, Toby, you also happen to fall into, well, Medea does, but you happen to fall into the category of teacher as well.
Yes.
So why would a teacher do so well in marketing?
Well, as earlier, the paradigm is not about sale. A teacher is a person, first of all, is naturally wanting to learn. Well, usually a teacher is curious about things and an open mind. Has
right.
An open mind to learn. But first of all, they will open to receive this, and they're aided. And this is to say a modality we are helping people. In a way, we are teaching. But, we're teaching them what works for us. And share them. And share too.
Absolutely right on. So I want to discount all the red humanity. All of humanity can just as open and effective as teachers and moms. But if you need a group of people to go, who are the best sharers, who are the embracing of what I offer, I'm just getting three to them. Those are two tremendous, really, really powerful. They all, quite frankly, happen to be fun groups. our group packed with moms, packed with teachers, and kinds of other practitioners who came in slowly. But we have folks that are, to this day are still excited about hearing, and that means when they put butter on their dog and their dog's better, or they, you know, when he puts a little Melrose on her those owies and bumps, and knows that it's pure and there's a great resolution to it, we still get really excited about that. Good news.
Yeah.
Frankly, that's who we're looking for. And let me say that a different way. I want to talk to you about skeptics and the engineer mindset. If you want your MP3 experience with a simple sharing to be as easy as is possible, save the engineers for later. I love engineers. I have a part engineer brain myself, and for details and getting into the nooks and crannies of stuff, they're awesome. They tend to be a little slow to embrace things. So they will certainly come around. They can have, well, to be honest with you, when an engineer's back pain goes away using our oils, they're thrilled to bits. But then they become consumed by how did that happen?
I want to know why did that work?
Yeah, they get a little hyper stuck on the details. Nothing wrong with that, but those folks, I wouldn't put them at the top of your list. One other
piece
here.
I've had experience.
I'm sorry,
Rudy.
No, go ahead.
I also had an experience with. I was sending out the Lyme MP3 bits on the blog that we did. As well as
right.
the 101, and what I noticed is that I found I could divide the world in two by who really wants to be better and who's invested in being sick.
Yeah.
I found a lot of people who were absolutely not interested in being better, even though this information was going to tell them about being better. And Those are the people that you don't want to waste any more time on, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. And that goes back to, there's a line written in the Simple Sharing document, which is we're not in the convincing business. We spent a lot of years in the convincing business because we thought we had to convince people. I'll save you all a lot of agita and grief. We're not in the convincing business. We're only looking for folks who are open to trying something new. Whether it works for them or not, time will tell, you know, their experience will tell. But if there's an openness and a willingness, we're thrilled to be of help to them. If there's any kind of resistance to this, we don't want to spend time convincing anybody because that just doesn't ever work. Ever. So just so you know. One other piece about this that I want to cover. In network marketing as a whole, there are a bunch of depressing lies that are told to people about what their sane activity level should be. In most companies have four products or five products, and the vast majority of those products are terrible. And we're talking very generally across all of the network marketing industry here. Young Living is a strange duck in network marketing because we have over 400 products, and if you've tried these oils already, you already know we have an uncountable number of fabulous products that are very powerful. So we're strange in network marketing. The other part that we're strange in is if you look at other general network marketing companies, they tell people, well, they order people around, which I don't like, but they tell people to go and talk to 20 people a day about whatever it is, whether it's a cell phone plan or an electric plan or whatever they're selling. And even the slightest exposure to a network marketing company, you'll see this mindset. Now, that's a horrifying lie. I'll be the first to tell you. And it's a fairly depressing idea. If you are trying to launch your own business and someone is barking at you that you need to go talk to 20 people a day, you're going to go home and probably start cutting your wrists, because the people that are good at doing that, ironically, are salespeople. Salespeople do that really, really well. That's what they do well. And salespeople don't work in network marketing. We talked about that earlier.
It's also completely unduplicatable.
Correct. Yeah. There's about 1% of the population that actually enjoys that, and the rest of us want to put a gun in our mouth. So the Simple Sharing system is designed, you'll notice, with the very sane, easy, leisurable, that's not a real word, leisurable? Leisurely.
Leisurely,
that's the word,
maybe?
I was going
How
for.
About?
Leisurely, that's leisurely. That's it. The leisurely goal of talking to one person a day, 5 days a week, give or take. You can do a little more, you can do a little less. But that would actually take you 6 minutes a day or 30 minutes a week for the process of sending out the MP3s. And then in the following week, you would follow up with those folks. So my suggestion, why I bring all of this up, is if you have a desire to share, you need to share at a rate that works for you, even if it doesn't make sense to me or to anybody else. It certainly won't make sense to regular network marketing folks because they're a little crazy. So the deal is, if you can share at that rate and teach a couple of other folks in your group to share at that rate, as a group, you're starting the conversation about oils and supplements with an awful lot of people in the most leisurely way imaginable. And that's how the system was designed.
Rudy.
So, yes.
Rudy, can I add a little bit about to that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The thing that's really wonderful about this is that if you give somebody an MP3 and they come into Young Living with an MP3 and they realize, that's so easy, I can do that, it is so duplicatable. That's what I love about this, so that anyone can do this. And that's one of the ways that people make a lot of money in network marketing, is by duplicating themselves.
And, absolutely true.
You know, we were talking about that, the model of if you were to just do that and sign up one or two people a month, you'd have, 12 to 24 new people a year. But imagine if everyone that you did that with who really loves these oils also shared in this way, your group would grow exponentially.
Yeah, and it really does. The math becomes crazy. And thanks for bringing that up. The whole idea is that you have a limited time and scope and reach with people, but even a small handful, if we kind of got our buddies in our group, the folks that we're really we're the closest to and we have the most fun with, if as a collection of just a small group of us started teaching all our folks how to do this, you're right, the figures become crazy exponential. And fundamentally, that's because the conversation gets started with a whole bunch more people than we ever could personally. We just wouldn't have the time. Toby, as usual, you have summed up all of network marketing into one nugget. That's the heart of how network marketing works. It is that duplication. So.
And because sending out an MP3 is something that literally anyone who has a computer can do.
Right.
It's not rocket science. You don't have to do any public speaking. You don't have to know a lot. The MP3 says enough. And what I've found is that if I'm out and about, I like to use some of the oils that are in the Everyday Oils Kit, like, for example,
yes,
Peace and Calming or Panaway, and I carry that with me. And a conversation might start like, wow, you smell great. What is that? Oh, it's these oils. Try this. And I put these two oils on them. And then I say, would you like me to send you some information? I get their card or their email and send it. Anyone can do that, and it's not scary.
Right. Absolutely. And that is, in a nutshell, that's the whole nine yards. And then when we ask them later on, so what'd you think? That's our big question. That's what we paid $1 million for. What do you think? We ask them, so what do you think? And then they tell us. And by what they tell us, they're telling us yes or no or not now, all of which is good. And if it's a yes, we help them get started. That's the whole nine yards. That's the whole timeline of how this works.
And I'd be happy to send those magic words if anybody wants them.
Great.
Just email me or whatever, or Rudy. I mean, I should get them to you, Rudy, but I've got a list of them, and I just ran across them the other day, and I thought, oh, I better look at these again.
Give everybody your email here. That would be good.
Okay. It's Toby, T-O-B-Y, Stover, S-T-O-V, like Victor, E-R, like the Russell Stover candies. No relation, unfortunately. At earthlink.net. You don't have to put those words in. So it's just Toby Stover at earthlink.net. And I've got a list of magic words that when it comes time to pop the question, you can look at which ones of these 10 phrases seem really comfortable to you, or you can make up your own.
Beautiful. So Toby, I want to thank you. I want to thank Nadia and just everybody listening now live, and also folks who will be listening in the future. Part of what made the Simple Sharing System pop into reality is we know folks want to share. We're told that all the time. So we tried to make it as easy as possible, and know that we're also here to support you with ongoing tools. But beyond that, thanks for hanging out, and
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you and George both for, for making this available to people. And it's a blessing to us, and I hope it makes everybody happy, wealthy, and healthy.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody. Good night for now.
Good night. Talk to you all soon. Mm-hmm.